I recommend this one the most. For the Holy Ghost. Like Jesus, you may ask, will this sports movie start? Yes, Jesus bled and died to heal your hurts, your wounds, and your scars. Your Lord and King, but you do want in. John 3:3 says that you must be born again. You must believe that he died and he rose again to save your soul. Then you repent of all your sins and he will make you whole.
Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about the Lord is my helper. Amen. How many of you need some help? How many of you know you got some help? Amen. Let's look at verse number 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you. We give you glory. I thank you that you will show yourself strong here in this very hour. We look to you. You are the strength of our life. And we say that you are our helper. And we're grateful for that. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Notice here it talks about being content with such things as you have. Now, it's not talking about you being content with things that are in your life that don't line up with the will of God. You should be content with those things. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be content with things that don't line up with the word of God. Amen. I'll be content as long as I've got the will of God going. I'm content in the will of God. I'm not going to be content not having enough. I'm not going to be content being sick. Amen. I'm not going to be content having sinful habits. I'm going to be content in the will of God. Be content with such things as you have, for he have said, God has said something. What did God say? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, God is saying, I will not abandon you. I will not leave you to your own means. I will not leave you without aid or support. That's what that means. He's not going to leave you without aid or support. He's not going to leave you without help. I will never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, because we have a word from God that he will not leave us and he won't forsake us, he will not abandon us, he'll never turn his back on us, then we can boldly say some things. And one of the things that we can boldly say is, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. Amen. Let me read that out of the Amplified Bible. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have in the will of God. For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you. Listen to this. I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, or relax my hold upon you, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Amen. When your life is in God's hands, you don't have to fear any man.
That's right.
When your life is in God's hand, you don't have to fear any man.
Amen.
Amen. We can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Tell somebody next to you that the Lord's your helper. Now, some of y'all didn't do